Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, just how much needed was this last weekend's bye for your team?
Well, it came at a good time, Kelly, no question. Just a lot of factors, but you know, we had just gone through a pretty hectic stretch against some really quality hockey teams, and like I mentioned earlier in the week, I think it was just as much mental as it was physical, that break that we needed. So I definitely noticed a definite jump in their step on Monday, and we've had four really good practices, and they're really looking forward to playing tonight.
About a week and a half ago, we talked to Bill Robertson, the WCHA men's commissioner, and he mentioned that they're trying their best to find a way not to make any team have to go through those grueling three or four long road trip weekends in a row. So that's good news for you guys. You probably won't have to do that next year, right?
We certainly hope not. I mean, just looking at the schedule, it's definitely not the case. And again, the reason we went four this year is Duluth asked us to switch dates. I can't really remember the reason. It was before I got here. So it was just a long process, and they finally obviously made it a good enough deal for Bemidji to make that switch. But otherwise it would not have been four straight. I think the league certainly would have tried to prevent that. But you know it is what it is, and we got through it. We certainly had some good weekends there, some quality points, but the break, whether we played at home or not, that break came at a good time.
After a weekend off, could you tell a difference in energy level when the players hit the ice on Monday or Tuesday for practice?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought Tuesday was one of our better practices, and just in terms of speed and pace. And everybody was just absolutely getting up and down the ice, and it was fun to see. A lot of them talked even on Monday. They were glad to be back. They're anxious to get back. And, I've said all along, it's a special group. They realize they certainly have an opportunity to do something that this program's never done before in terms of securing home ice. That's still there. We all know we're going to need help, but all we can do is focus on our games, and that starts tonight, and we're looking forward to it. It's really, really nice to be back here at home.
I know you mentioned the home ice. There's six more games, 18 points available. Do you every night kind of go through, and after you win a game, you kind of check it off and not look too far ahead? But obviously, this is a huge deal.
Yeah, we don't look ahead at all, Kelly. We just right now our focus is on tonight, and the opportunity to get those 3 points is there, and we're going to go out and do everything we can to secure those 3 points, and then we'll look ahead to tomorrow. But right now our focus is on tonight. The team realizes that. The three captains spoke after practice yesterday, just what it means to play with desperation, and I think it was a great message for the entire team. I really look for a spirited effort tonight. I really do.
You had changed up the lines a couple of times during that long stretch just to try to find some different chemistry. Who are you going with tonight?
Well, I think you'll see the Stephanie Anderson too, and Caitlin Tugas will be with Citro again. Alex she just hunts pucks so well. I think she really compliments those two. First of all, she can get up and down the ice with them. But she's just such a hard worker. She's a great F1. She's great on the forecheck. I left Hannah Moore's line alone. I really thought they were our best line in our last game against North Dakota. And going back to before Hubes got hurt in Lindenwood, they were really playing well. And if you go back that far, if you remember before the break, they were really playing well. So I look for that line definitely to have some juice. And unfortunately, due to an injury to Rachel Kelly, we're going to have to make a bit of a change. And I'm going to put Summer with Lauren and Whitney. I think that'll be another line that certainly can score. Summer's another player that just is so hard on pucks, and I really like the way Cicely Nelson's played. She's another one that works real hard. And anytime Janessa Filipczyk's in the lineup, she's going to give you everything she has. I think you'll see four lines go tonight more so than we've seen in the past. I like the balance. I think all four lines have the ability to put the puck in the net, and that certainly would be helpful.
And of course, you've been getting great defense. Your team is second in the country right now in block shots. And of course, Ivana Bilic, one of those players that just puts her body into it, and you never see her grimace out there.
No, that group has really done a nice job, and it's been basically we haven't had anybody else in terms of healthy bodies. Well, that's changed now with Bondo being back ready to go. So the competition is back in practice, so they're working extremely hard. And there's no question that group is always going to be really, really, really important in any game. And, I can't say enough about how all six of them will do anything they can to help their goalie. And that includes getting in front of pucks. And You know, but obviously a big key tonight is to get pucks moving north as quick as we can, and all six of these young ladies can do that.
And of course, your goaltending's been great this season with Brittany Mowat and Erin Dieters battling it out. Of course, Mowat's been your starter most of the season. I would assume she's getting the start tonight.
Yeah, Britt's going tonight. She's really had an outstanding year, and you know, it was really looked good last couple of days. Has really been looked locked in, and I think that break did her a lot of good as well.
Earlier in the season, you split with St. Cloud State, one big 4-1 in the first game, lost 3-0. They got great goaltending out of Julie Friend. What's going to be a key to getting a win or a sweep here this weekend?
Well, it's starts tonight, and for sure we need to have a good start. It's one of the things we talk about all the time. But I really want to push the pace. I want to get up and down the ice. I've said before, this Bemidji State team can skate, and we can get up and down the ice, and we have a lot of team speed. And I want to use that to our advantage. I want to try to make them play defense as much as we can. That means keeping them in their zone. And you do that by being smart with the puck. We say no hope plays. That's when you'll see somebody just throw the puck in front and hope that it's going to land on somebody's stick. You don't want to do that. You want to, you know, if you don't have a play, you want to keep possession with a cycle and get our defense activated and just make them play defense. I think that'll certainly go a long way to helping us out if we can make them spend a lot of time in their zone. And then we need to get pucks to the net again. Pucks and people to the net. I don't think Julie's playing tonight. I think it's the other goalie going tonight, and she certainly played very well against us at St. Cloud. She's a taller goalie that can take up a lot of net. So again, we need to try to make her as uncomfortable as we can. And bottom line is, we need to play 60 minutes of desperate hockey.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.